inside the 5 o'clock hour, Rob. We got VIP in the building.
Yes, sir. Once again.
TLK in the building. How you doing, Terry?
Hey, how are you guys? I'm doing well.
Doing good. You know, we had so much fun working with your sister last week.
She's such handing a out water. Yes.
She was trying to outshine us, so we had to outwork her for a while. You know, we had to show her that we still got it too.
Yeah, she's very energetic. You know, she gets it in every day with her dog and with her son. They're out there walking every day. I mean, she exercises every day, so you can't challenge her.
Yeah,
she gets it in.
We were ready for it. We did it though. We handled it right.
Oh yeah.
Really? Yeah. With my sister.
Yeah.
We were trying to be gentlemen, right? We told her we was raised right. You just open the door and we'll lift the stuff. Oh, I got to get my workout in, blah, 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 blah. No, not on our watch, you ain't.
Yeah. Oh, that was so kind of you guys.
Let her tell it.
She had a whole side to herself almost, and we got there. We're like, no, we can't leave.
We
was doing a drive-by, doing the news, you know what I mean, trying to cover it. But when we saw Kelly out there working like that, I'm like, okay, we gonna sit over here and hold it down.
Oh, that was so kind of you both.
She thought we were wrong.
Yeah.
So you need to talk to her. Let us be gentlemen.
No, she didn't think that, Rob.
Let us be gentlemen. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
We had a lot of fun. We talked a lot of stuff that day. Me and Kelly had fun together. That was a good experience and to see the people's smiles.
That's good.
You know,
that's
to see how Myers came through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Spartan Nash
coming through. Good experience. So what's happening in the housing game?
I see a lot of your signs up.
Y'all here getting them.
Well, we have a couple more listings. I'm going to just do a couple of shout-outs coming soon. We have 1880 Commerce. That's a two-bedroom. It has additional space, finished space in the basement, two-style garage. Really nice listing, City of Muskegon. We have another listing coming up, City of Muskegon Heights here, two-bedroom. It's around from Crescent. And we have one on Crescent, which is a two-bedroom. I can't remember all of it. I think it's 32 Crescent. That has finished space in the basement also, two bedrooms on the main level, no garage. Good things. And we're just excited every day to be in the community serving, working with buyers and sellers to help them to get to the next place or next home, I should say, or next investment, if that's what their choices are. We just want to make sure they complete their goals, so to deliver results.
Well, what are the prices right now?
Oh, my goodness. In the Heights, we just listed one, a two-bedroom for $89,900, and that's without a garage. We just sold one behind our listing on Hoyt Street for $105,000, and that's with a two-style garage, and that's two bedrooms. And then there's one on the corner of Hoyt. It's been listed for 30 days now, and it's listed at $115,000. But we're getting ready to do a price reduction on that one tomorrow to $105,000. And that's three bedrooms, one a single car garage, and a basement. And the basement is not finished at all. So
if the home is $105,000, how much money do you need to be making?
You usually need to have an income of about $2,000 to $3,000, so $500 a week. You know, if you work $2,000, you can also use your fixed income. So if you're receiving Social Security or any other type of fixed income, that they can use that. If you're a veteran and you're receiving a check, you know, you can use that income if you did not know that, and you can qualify for a VA loan also if you're a veteran, and that means no down payment, and also that your property taxes are exempt, and you have to renew an application for that annually, but you pay no property taxes.
So, really?
Okay. Well, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you need to turn in your form.
I don't qualify for no tax exempt. I could. You only can do it on one piece.
Oh, that's it. Oh, okay. I forgot. You're a multi-property owner.
No, the struggle is real right now. So, credit score wise.
You know what? It ranges because I have some guys that are approving people with 580.
Okay.
A 580. So that's, in the day, we had to have at least a 600, 620
exactly.
with a FHA.
Right.
So I think it's a 580 is really good. Then they have like two, maybe three programs. I know MSHTA gives $10,000 for down payment, closing costs. Well, I should say closing costs and prepays, because you have to have some skin in the game. And then the City of Muskegon has DPA, they're calling DPA program, so down payment assistance program, up to $15,000 down. Wow. So you can basically buy a home with $0 closing costs if it's structured
so
correctly.
If they're doing 15 and you're getting a 10 over here, you can put all that together?
You cannot. You have to qualify for one or the other. So
take the highest one.
Take that 15.
Yes.
So how can people reach you, Terry?
You can reach me at TLKRealtors.com. We have a website, and there's info. You'll see INFO at TLKRealtors.com. You can email us. We're also on Facebook. We have a Facebook business page. And also, you can directly email me at Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at TLKRealtors.com. And I'm just trying, our office number is 231-375-8779. And, yeah, so that's the office. And the phone number. Let me say the phone number. 231. Did I just say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll make a song out of it, Terry. We'll make a song out of it.
231-375-8779.
There you go. There you go.
231-375-8779.
Write it down. Remember that thing. Because you are the only black realtor in... That's based in Muskegon Heights, right?
Well, not realtor. We have a lot of realtors in this area, like Jay Kilgo.
You're based in Muskegon Heights, though, correct?
Yeah, but they're...
So what you're the... I saw the tagline, only black something there. What is it?
Broker.
Broker in Muskegon Heights.
Yes,
what's the big difference between a broker and a realtor?
Well, the brokerage itself is the operation. It's the structure where we have agents underneath our umbrella. So we have agents that consign to us. Before you can practice real estate, you have to pick out an office. You will not receive your license. Your brokerage receives your license and hangs that on the wall. Oh, so the individual does not receive their license. Their broker will receive that and then give them, what they need. We have a pocket card to carry on us and then a wall license. The wall license has to be conspicuously placed in your building. So when you first walk in our doors to the right and you look up and you see all of our agents' license hanging right there.
Okay.
So the brokerage is like the building that houses the agents and all their license. Now the agents can work hybrid in the office and at home, and some of them work totally at home. It depends on that brokerage rules, guidelines, policies, procedures, what have you. But the brokerage is the structure, and it's also the only way that the agent gets paid. The agent cannot receive a check to their own name. Oh. It only goes to the brokerage. So like TLK Realtors is how they monitor the income.
Okay. And then you pay.
And then, yes, we do a split. Like if it's 50-50, whatever's in our contract. So we do contracts with the agents whatever the agreed upon contract. Like if you're new in the industry and we're doing a lot of training and teaching and coaching, it may be a 50-50 split. If it's someone who's been in the industry for a while, which I have a person, I think he has about 10 years or more now, I really don't have to do anything with them. Of course, he's getting most of his money because I don't see him. He's doing his thing, still benefit having him being a part of TLK Realtors. So,
question for you, Terry. If the house is for sale, maybe it's listed by another company, you can still help sell that house, right? If it's listed by another realtor.
Yeah, every house that's out there, yes.
So if you see something in your community you want to buy, and you don't necessarily have to dial that number, you can call TLK.
That's right. 231-375-8779. Okay. But yeah, you can, because the word for that is sub-agency. So we would act as a sub-agent to the agency that listed the property or a brokerage that listed the property. We're a sub-agent. So unless you want to sign us as your buyer's agent, then we can go over those aspects as far as what that details, and we can be a buyer's agent. But if you just come to us and say, hey, I seen this property and I want to go through it and I want you to write it up, we're not your buyer's representative, but we're a sub-agent to that agency, and we can definitely do that transaction for you and make sure everything is done correctly and go over all the paperwork. And you have representation on your side as a we acting as a sub-agent. So, yes, definitely. Any listing out there.
Well, anything else you want to share?
Distressed properties. That's on my mind because we got a lot of investors out there that are calling properties once they hit the market. We have some properties on the market, and our clients, our sellers, are targeted, and then they receive all these calls regarding the property once it hits the market, and they're saying that they were not receiving that information prior to listing the property. Properties in the city of Muskegon Heights. I just want to mention to investors that there are a lot of distressed properties out there. So I would advise them, instead of getting, you know, going after sellers with the ones and signs in the yard, look at the distress. If you need me to send you a PDF of what distressed properties looks like, some ways to identify distressed properties, properties with the yards not done, properties with boarded up windows, properties that, you know, we go after those owners and let's continue to beautify, not the ones that are halfway or all the way all up to par. Right. Let's go after the distressed property and work together to beautify the communities throughout the county. So that's all I want to say is that there's a lot of fish in the sea for us out here in the real estate industry, and let's not target homeowners or sellers once they've listed with the company. I just don't think that's right and ethical. So.
This sound bad. Yeah. Hey, go after the ones that don't abandon their property.
Yes.
They don't even know what it looked like. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a lot of them. So.
Wow. Well, thank you for stopping by. Big Rob, before we go, anything for Terry?
Oh, no. She answered everything just fine. I might list I might want to get 100 acres.
You got some properties that you probably can list with.
100 acres? Okay,
yeah,
yes.
He got
that's
it like that.
That's a big check. You could find stuff like that. If I wanted 150 acres of land, you could do the research and all that stuff and say, hey, found it over here.
Yes.
It costs this amount of money to get. Mm-hmm. Boom, shake a bang.
I sure can.
Okay.
Holla at Terry, TLK, in the building.
Can I sing it one last time?
Go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
231-375-8779.
There you go.
All right.
It's a wrap, family.
It's a wrap. Deuces.
After the jams.